Hello.
Hey, Mark, this is Peter again.
Hey there. Hey, great. Thanks for calling me back. It's good timing now.
No problem. Okay, so from the homepage, you told me that the dummy content needs to be removed. And then we have two buttons, donate, fund, and learn more.
Yeah, so I think since we've got the order bricks button at the top, I mean, I suppose that the donate funds could be reworded to order bricks and point to the brick order pages.
Okay.
That'd be fine, but the learn more, that can be removed. I don't see any reason to have the learn more on there.
Okay, learn more button will be removed.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than that, any other change for the homepage?
No, it looks fine.
Okay. Then we can move on the About Us page.
Okay.
Okay. So there is no, I guess there is no change for the About Us too. We just have a simple paragraph about you.
Yeah, that's fine. No reason to change anything there.
Okay. And then on the Claybricks too, we have some just featured products, which are the pictures. So I guess there is no change on that page too.
Well, no. So what I wanted to do here was replace some of those pictures with some pictures that I've uploaded to the to the teamwork page.
Okay, let me check it. Okay, so I'm on the teamwork, and then I am on the file section, and now here I see there are a lot of pictures which you have uploaded.
Right. So I like the I've got a lot of pictures there, and I can play some of them myself later on, but just in keeping with sort of the format of the Claybricks page and having six photos, I'd like to tell you which six photos I'd like to put on there, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. You can tell me what six photos will be going on the Claybricks page, and I can add those pictures.
Okay, so all of the ones that I'm going to reference here start with the word clay, C-L-A-Y, so they're in the C section.
Okay.
All right. So on this page, I'd like the following files loaded there. I'd like, again, all of these begin with the word clay, so I'm just going to skip or omit that word. So Michelle Armstrong.
Okay. The first one will be of Michelle Armstrong.
Yep.
Okay.
The next one will be, go ahead.
You can tell me the second one.
Yeah, Mandy Morris.
Okay.
Lisa Dubell.
Lisa Dubell. Okay.
John Chisholm.
Okay, after John.
Yep, in memory of Johnny Powell.
Okay, in memory of Johnny Powell. And after that?
Deborah Terman.
Okay, it's Deborah Terman.
Right, and let's change the word featured products to I don't want it to read that because that I just wanted to say something along the lines of product examples.
Okay. Okay, I got it. And now you can tell me the six pictures for Granite Bricks, too?
Yes, let's do that. So of course, they'll all begin with the word granite.
Okay.
So the first one The first one should be John Marvin Smith.
Okay, so the first one will be John Marvin Smith.
Right.
Okay.
The next one will be WSC.
Okay.
Pew and Son.
Okay.
All right. Jay Brooks.
Okay.
Coach Doyle Kinsall.
Okay.
And class of 79.
Okay. Class
again,
of 79, right?
Yeah. Say that again.
It was class of 79.
Yes, class of 79.
And then the same, the product examples.
Right, right.
Okay, I got it. And then we already have the FAQs of the website.
Yeah, everything's fine there, yep.
And then on the photos section.
Okay, so on that, what I'd like to do is put some photos that photos of the project itself. And so let me reference you back to the photos.
Okay.
And I want to pick some specific ones here.
Sure.
Okay, so by the way, let me say this. As far as the banner, the banner goes on that particular page,
mm-hmm.
What I'd like to put for the banner there is the image that's titled Robin Road Entrance Close-Up.
Okay. Robin Road Entrance, right?
Robin Road Entrance Close-Up.
Mm-hmm.
Close-Up. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, and then let's see. What I want to do is, bear with me just a second. I want to look at. What just happened? Oh, it's making me log in again for some reason. Bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
The teamwork page is making me log in again.
Oh.
Okay, I'm in now. So, okay, so what I'd like to put there is, okay, so I'll just give you a few of the names. They're going to be basically the pictures that are associated with the banner.
Okay.
So let's put the following pictures there. So I think you've got again another six photos.
Mm-hmm.
So let's put the following there. Let's put, SS Circle, S Tigers.
Okay, let me see. Okay, it's SS Circle, S Tigers.
Right. All right.
Okay, and then the second one?
Yeah, I'm having some trouble here with the I gotta make sure I get these right. Oh boy. for some reason some of these photos didn't show up.
I guess the last four pictures are not showing up, right?
Yeah, the I'm just not sure why this is happening. I wonder is this something I'll be able to take care of, or I'll do myself? Is this something I'll be able to edit myself?
Yeah, sure. You on the back end, you will be having the complete access to edit the photos. And my team will be guiding you too with the tutorial videos that how you can change the photos. So you can do that later on. That's not a big problem.
Okay. All right. Let's. I tell you what. Just for the sake of simplicity, then, let's add another. So add tiger facing right with trees in background.
Okay.
And I'm still missing some pictures here, but let's just go with that for right now, and let's keep moving.
Okay, no problem. Then we have the contact us page, and
yep,
I guess
so
everything's good on the contact us page.
Yeah, the only thing I'd like to do is change the map.
Mm-hmm.
Down there. Can I give you a physical address that you can point to?
Exactly. You can give me a physical address on Teamwork, and we can point that on the map.
All right. Let me I'm going to give you that now, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right. It's going to be Strawn School Road.
Can you spell that road?
Yeah, Strauhn School Road.
Okay.
And then the city is Andalusia. That's spelled Andalusia.
Mm-hmm.
State is Alabama. And the zip code is 36421.
Okay. So it's 29448 Strong School Road, Andalusia, Alabama, 36421.
That's it.
Okay. I got it. And then if you go on the other bricks button, you have two options,
yep.
One for the clay bricks, one for the granite bricks. So first
you
can go on the clay bricks.
Yeah, so that image, what I'd like to do is change that image, that photo, and I'd like that one to be changed to, let's go with... Harriet Thomason. No, wait. Sorry, scratch that. Not that one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change it to Gail Bass, G-A-I-L-B-A-S-S.
Okay. And what about the picture for granite?
Yep, for the granite, use John Colvin.
For the granite, we need to use John Colvin.
Right.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
And then if you click on clay on the button of order here of clay bricks, it takes you where people can enter four lines, basically. And then the phone number, then they can describe about the donation, and then they can simply click on donate now. which will take them to the checkout page.
All right, so hang on. We need to make some edits here. We've got some mistakes. So,
sure.
So on the text, where it reads Shawn Tiger Stadium and Great Brick and Granite Courtyard, take out starting at the word granite tile down through the address. Remove that.
Okay, so from granite tile till the address, everything needs to be removed, the whole paragraph.
Correct.
Okay.
And it needs to be replaced with, when I say remove, I'd actually like to replace that information.
Okay.
And what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to have to add that information later. So
yeah, sure.
For this purpose, just blank it out, and I'll add the text later. So leave the text box or whatever it needs to be, and I'll just edit it later.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, on the clay bricks order form section. Okay, so this is where we've got to make sure we get this exactly right. First of all, the order form, you see where it reads clay bricks, $50, order form, and it says granite tile. That needs to say order form clay brick.
Okay.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So now comes the text entries for the orders. So here are some restrictions. So first of all, there are four lines. That is correct. There are only four lines available for the brick.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are 20 available spaces for text.
Okay.
So you need to restrict the text entry there to 20 spaces or 20 characters, including blanks. So if you put a first name and a last name, then between those two names will be a space. That space will count toward the 20.
Okay. Restriction of 20 alphabets or characters, including spacing.
That's correct. And that's going to be the case for all four lines on lines 1 through 4.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
Okay, then the other thing here is, and this is where it's different from the granite, is you've got buyer's name, phone number, and then on the other page you've got buyer's address. So I need to add buyer's address in this to this page as well.
Okay. So under the buyer's name, there will be buyer's address and then the phone number.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, I got
it. And then then where it says describe about donation, I would change that because this is where someone can enter some information, right? So I would just say
additional information.
Additional information, that's correct. Additional information.
Okay.
And then the text in the Donate Now button just needs to read place in shopping cart or whatever, you know, whatever that needs to read.
Okay, so
add to shopping cart.
Okay, so you want a cart option on the website too?
Yes, yeah. I mean, they've got to be able, the customer's got to be able to put that in the shopping cart and then go to the shopping cart and make the purchase, right?
Okay. Got it.
Okay. And then on that photo, did I already tell you to update that one?
No, you didn't tell me about that.
Okay, so let's just, since we're on the brick, let's go there and put Jerry Kennedy in that spot.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
then we will be having the pages of Granite Chow. The order
so let's
form
go there.
For that.
Okay, where are you now?
I'm on the order form for Granite Brick.
Okay, order form for Granite Brick, right. Okay, so same thing here. Okay, so this says Tiger Courtyard Brick order form, so that needs to say Tiger Courtyard Granite Brick order form.
Okay.
And then the text from where it reads to purchase a permanent brick all the way down through the date.
I'll remove the paragraph for now.
Delete.
And then you can replace it.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. The price needs
okay.
to be corrected. It will be $50.
No. The granite's going to be $500. That is correct. Those are more expensive.
Okay.
Okay, so in this case, now we're down to the line item, the line numbers. So in this case, for the granite brick, there
mm-hmm.
can actually be 5 lines.
Okay. One more line needs to be added.
Correct. But the space limitation now goes to 14 spaces.
Okay. 14 spaces including the 14 alphabets basically including the spacing.
Correct.
Oh,
and 5 lines.
Got it. And then same
right,
goes for
the
describe about donation.
Yeah, additional information. Yeah, you can change that to additional information.
Okay.
And then donate now again needs to read add to shopping cart.
Okay. Okay, I got all the changes.
Okay, and so at this point, and what I don't see on here is the functionality of the shopping cart and where
yeah.
the customer can place it.
Yeah, you can. You will see that once these changes are completed, I'll add the option of
okay.
the cart. They can add the both of the like the granite bricks and the clay bricks in the cart, and there will be one page where they can go ahead and pay the amount, and then from there we can move forward.
Okay, great. And you've got all of my information about the PayPal information, right?
Yes, I've got the PayPal information. We have already integrated the payment integration on the website. So once these changes are completed, I guess we will be almost done with the website. And then from
right.
there, we can move forward. By the way,
yep,
Mark,
good.
Do you have the domain and hosting server for your website?
No, I don't have that. In fact, I need to do that right now. I need to, is that a service you offer?
Exactly. We do offer that service to our existing clients and in a much cheaper price than the other competitors. So if you're available right now, in the meantime, I do these changes. You can have a word with my team and they'll compare the prices with you for all of the competitors, which we have, and then they'll tell you our prices too. So in the meanwhile, you can have a conversation with them too. So I will be transferring. I will be transferring your call to David Morgan again, and he will be guiding you about the domain and hosting. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hey, Mark, how are you? This is David.
Hey. Hey, great. How are you?
I'm great, sir. How's your day going today?
Yeah, it's pretty good. How about yours?
Nothing much. Just waiting for our clients to complete the job for them to make them happy. By the way, how's the progress with Peter?
Say that again, please.
How's the process going with Peter? Is everything going smoothly?
Yeah, Peter's doing a nice job.
Oh, perfect, perfect. So, Peter just forwarded me the request that you're looking to get a hosting server for your website, right?
Yeah, I was interested in what services you offer and the cost.
Perfect. Firstly, can you please confirm me what name you would like to use for your business? Did you already reserve the name, or you would like to reserve the name as well?
Yeah, I've not reserved it yet. I'd like to. Well, I don't think I have. That's actually a good question. I'd like to reserve sflc1974.com would be my preference.
Okay.
It may already be reserved.
Oh, you can just give me a quick minute. Let me just see if it is already reserved, so I'll let you know.
Yeah. Oh,
by the way, may I know the reason to using the 1974 specifically in this name?
Oh, it just has to do with the origin of the program.
Mm-hmm. Usually we do have, like, clients who offer your kind of business, so they usually use the .org in their domain names. So this is why I'm just curious about what is the purpose of 1974.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm open to .org.
Oh. Give me a quick moment. Let me just see if it is available or already reserved. Okay, so the domain which you just sold me, the sflc1974.com, is already taken. But I do have, like, more options for you, sflc1974.co. You can use this one, too. And let me just find out the ORG, which is the more effective
one.
Let
me ask you this real quick, because that's such a unique – the sflc1974.com –
mm-hmm.
I just pulled that up, and it has our logo on it. So apparently we already own that. So I'm not exactly sure how to tell you how to – I'd like to just use that since I think we already own it.
Oh, let me just see if you already have it. So that's perfect. Do you remember, like, from where do you purchase this name from?
I would have probably selected, like, GoDaddy or something like that.
Oh, perfect. And if you remember that you purchased this from GoDaddy, so that's the wonderful thing. So to get the credentials, to get the access, you just need to call GoDaddy and ask them for the credentials of your domain name, which will help us to access this name, which is sflc1974.com. So once we got the access, we will use this one for your website then.
So,
got it?
Okay, Well, I'm not exactly sure what to do here.
Oh, as you just said, that you do have an account with GoDaddy. And as per your memory, you purchased this name from GoDaddy, right?
I think I did.
There is nothing to worry. You can just call them and ask them if this is from them. So definitely they will provide you the access if it's not. So I must say you should need to remember that. Where do you purchase this one?
Okay, so if I just call them,
mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, I'll
mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll try to do that.
Okay, perfect. So this is something which is for the domain name, and let me just tell you the differentiate between the hosting server, because if you know that there are like two types of hosting server, one is the shared base server, and the second one is the dedicated one. So do you know the difference between the shared and the dedicated hosting server?
Well, the shared is there's no specific server that it sits on, right? It can be moved around.
Yeah, let me explain to you the shared base server. Basically, the shared base server is the server where multiple websites is running on, and multiple of websites will be hosted onto that one particular server. And as you know, this is the huge number, this is the huge platform which people are using to launch their website on search engine. And if any of the hacker or scammer is using the same shared base server, and you're also using the same shared base server, and if any kind of security error, any kind of hacking error that website will face just because of you're using the same server, your business will be compromised too. Google will gonna put a ban on your website as well if you're using the same server as multiple websites you're using. So this is the reason we don't recommend our customers to use their websites, move their business to the shared base server. We always recommend them to go with the dedicated one, just because of the dedicated hosting server is the server which will allows you the unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, along with that gives you the security for your words, for your data which you have on your website, and as well as you are the only owner of that particular server. So which means you know what services you are providing, what business you are doing, and whatever the things you're doing, you know about that. And as well as if in the future you come up with more websites, you come up with other business, so you don't need to purchase the hosting server again. Just because of you do have the dedicated hosting server, which you can use for your business, which for your multiple websites as well. And in the dedicated base server, if you can go with us, so we will be providing you the unlimited business email addresses, along with the website maintenance for the website. Let's say if you can go for 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years, whatever the package you choose, so the number of years, the number of maintenance you will get. And as I mentioned, you will be getting the unlimited business email addresses, so your business email could be info@sflc1974.com or support or the breaks or whatever you want it would be with your business name.
All right, let me ask you this, because I've just been doing a little looking here as you were talking.
Mm-hmm.
See, we had a website a long time ago, and mm-hmm. we let it go. So what I've just discovered in looking at all of this is mm-hmm. that it looks like that website, SFLC1974.com, that domain,
mm-hmm.
is being managed at WordPress.
WordPress is basically the platform where the website's designed and developed. And if you're basically having a hard time to find out that where do you purchase this domain from, if you can just give me like 2 minutes, I'll have my technical department to look into this from where this website is connected, okay?
Okay, all right.
You can just give me like 1 minute, so I'll tell you this.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so I forwarded the request to my technical department to find out the details for you for this domain name, and I feel like you're looking for this one to use for your website, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. You can just give me like 2 minutes. They will definitely gonna find out this one, and we'll update you. And how about the server? You would like to go with the shared base one or dedicated one?
I mean, this is the part I'm confused about. Do I not already have, is it not already hosted by WordPress?
As I mentioned, the WordPress is the platform where the website designed and developed. But once the time comes to store the data, store the files of the website, so we should have to be the hosting server, which will store the data, connect your domain with the hosting server, which will host your website onto the search engine.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, just please forgive my ignorance on this. This is all just stuff I don't really understand. Okay, all right. I'm just trying to soak all this in here. I really need some pricing. I need to get clear on some pricing for this shared versus dedicated.
Okay, so I think you understand the difference between the shared server and the dedicated one, and I don't want you to go to the shared based server. This is cheaper, but there are like a lot of causes if you can use the shared based server. And as you are taking the payments, people will put down their card information. So I won't recommend you to use this shared based server because that is not protected with the security protocols. And if any single card information will be leaked out, so you are basically responsible for that because you are the one who is using the shared base server. And as I mentioned, the shared base server is only for those who are doing the small kind of businesses and they're just planning to do such kind of scam with their business. So I won't recommend you to use the shared base server as you are taking the payments.
Okay. All right. I understand.
Yeah, and for the dedicated server, as you know about the GoDaddy, so let me just take you to the GoDaddy first, and I'm going to show you the pricing, what they are offering. Can you please go to GoDaddy?
Yep, I'm there.
Okay, perfect. So once you go on, can you please click on websites?
Websites, yep, got it.
Okay, give me a quick minute. Can you please click on all hosting options?
All hosting options, okay, got it.
Yeah, and in the third lane, you can see the servers with the arrow, right?
Yes.
You can see the two options. You can click on dedicated servers.
Dedicated server.
Hosting plans and pricing. Do you see that?
No, I mean, what I see is a lot of boxes here. Web hosting, WordPress e-commerce hosting.
No. I think you're at the wrong place. Once you take your cursor to the servers, so it shows you the two options, right?
Let's start over. I'm at GoDaddy.com. You said go to websites, right?
Sure. And then you can find out the section which says all hosting options.
Yep. I'll click that.
And once you click on this, so underneath the email and marketing, you can see the servers, right?
The different options. There's like six different options.
Yeah, six different options, but the sixth one is with the name of servers, right?
It says dedicated server, $129.99.
Yeah. Now you're on the same page. We are on the same page. So this is basically the pricing, what GoDaddy offering, and the specification configuration is mentioned. And you can see there are like four plans. One is DS32, which they are offering $129.99 a month. Second one is DS64, $169.99 a month. The third one and fourth one is not recommended for your business. This is for the big businesses, as this is just a startup business, so I won't recommend you to go for like third or fourth plan. I would recommend you to look at the pricing along with the configuration, the features for the DS32, and the pricing for that, which they are offering, that is $129.99. And with this, you can see there is no website maintenance included. There is no unlimited business email addresses included for your business. And if we can calculate the cost, let's say if you can choose the $129.99 a month, so $129.99 a month, if we can calculate this with 12 months, so you end up paying them around like $1,500 without getting the website maintenance, without the unlimited business email addresses. And this is something which they are offering for the dedicated hosting server. Now, I want you to give you the pricing. which my company is offering for the dedicated server, along with that, giving you the unlimited business email addresses and as well as the website maintenance. So can you please confirm me, like, for how many years you would like to go with? 1 year, 3 year, and 5 years?
1 year at this point.
Okay, let me just give you the pricing for the 1 year, 3 year, and 5 years. You can just compare the prices and let me know which one is more suitable for you, okay?
Okay.
Just give me a quick moment. Let me just have a look on the pricing. Okay, so Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, perfect. So I've just checked the pricing, and as I compare the pricing with you, what GoDaddy is offering, the GoDaddy is basically charging you for an year that is $1,559, like $1,559, just only for 1 year, without the maintenance and without the business email addresses. And what I'm offering you for the 1 year, along with the website maintenance, which is basically, we can say, you will be getting the complete 24/7 support from our design agency, and as well as giving you the unlimited business email addresses in just $1,199 in just one-time cost of 1 year. That is, and the 3 years will going to cost you, with the same features, with the website maintenance, with the unlimited business email addresses, for $1,500. And if you can go for 5 years, so the website maintenance, business email addresses for the 5 years will cost you $2,000. So you can compare the prices with GoDaddy, and you can see our pricing as well. You can see the differentiate between the pricing as well.
What was your 1 year?
1 year is $1,199 along with the website maintenance, business email addresses. It means if in the future you want any kind of amendments, any kind of revision, anything you would like to add, you don't need to pay any additional thing. Everything will be covered with this cost just because of you are getting the website maintenance for the complete 1 year.
Good gracious, I didn't know it was going to cost so much money.
This is the last step, and after that, we are good to go to launch your website, and we are good to go to enjoy the services for the next 1 year, or 3 year, or 5 year, whatever the package you choose.
Look, I've got to get approval to spend that kind of money. I don't have authorization to spend that. That's a lot of money.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, we've already spent a lot of money on this.
This is the reason I take you to the GoDaddy. This is one of the biggest competitor of the servers. This is why I take you over the phone, compare the prices, and then we'll show you our pricing. And on every single year, you can see you can save number of dollars.
I just don't understand why it's so expensive.
Sir,
just
because of this is the dedicated hosting server, which will protect your data, the card information as you are taking the card details. So this needs to be protected. And this is the dedicated server. So this is just going to help you in the future as well if you come up with more websites. You don't need to purchase the server again and again for your every single website. This is the server which will allow you to host the multiple websites. And the complimentary as you're getting the website maintenance. So,
I mean, you understand, we're a very, very small nonprofit organization. I don't need a lot of email address. I mean, we're one email address is all we need. We don't need anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to be able to do e-commerce like this with very, very basic stuff. This is way more than we need.
Sure. The email address which I'm talking about, that is not something which I am charging you. This is the complimentary service which I'm giving you with this hosting server. And the email address
I've already mm-hmm. got an email address.
Sure.
I've already got one. It's sflc1974@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Can you please, sir, provide me with your zip code?
Say that again?
Can you please provide me with your zip code so I can just apply your zip code and see what's the best I can do for you with giving you the discounts on this pricing?
36421.
Give me a quick moment. Let me just see. Okay, so, Mark, are you there?
Hello?
Yep, can you hear me?
Hey, sorry. Yeah, I got you now.
Oh, perfect. So I've just applied this zip code on your service. So after applying this one, so we got basically the $200 discount today. So instead of $1,199, you can just get this all services for the next 1 year in just a straight $1,000. So you will be saving $200 here as well. With this zip code.
Yeah, I mean, look, the only thing, I mean, I appreciate that. As I'm looking at GoDaddy right here, I'm seeing mm-hmm. all these different options for a much, much less cost. I don't know why I need something so sophisticated.
Just because of you're taking the card information, you're taking the payments, people put down their card information, which is not an easy for everyone to put down their information on any of the website, any of the hosting server. Just because of if you're using the shared base server and any of the single detail of the card information will be leaked out. So how do you basically gonna get that back? Just because of you're just using the cheap server just to saving a little amount of money, but you're dealing with the card information of the customers, of the donors of your business. So this is the reason I recommend you to go with the dedicated base server, which will give you the assurance that everything you're doing with your website, the card information, everything will be protected just because of you're using the dedicated base server, which is only for your business. There is nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm just not convinced. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm looking at WordPress here, and they've mm-hmm. got a WordPress e-commerce hosting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, to me, that's a website where people can place orders to purchase things. So they're putting that credit card information in the system, and it's $21 a month.
And as you can see, they can clearly mention, if you are talking about the e-commerce hosting server, which is, I think, they're offering $20.99, right?
Yeah, $20.99.
That is... WooCommerce is basically the platform where people can build their website, design their website, and as you can see, just for the domain security, just for the domain, not for the website, just for the domain security, they're charging you $94.99. You can see that, the SSL certificate. Do you see that?
Where are you looking at this?
On the GoDaddy website, WordPress hosting plan.
No, I'm there. I clicked on the $20.99 per month. Learn more. Is that what I need to click on?
Let me just go there again. Okay, so as you're on the e-commerce one, which is the pricing is showing you there is $20.99 a month. And you can see the security for the domain name, which is called the SSL certificate, which will be embedded at the beside the name of your domain. They're charging you on top $94.99 for the SSL certificate, which is only for your domain, not for the security, right? This is the on top payment. And if we can talk about the server, you can see this is clearly mentioned. This is for one website. And this is the shared base server. This is the shared base server. This is the reason they're giving you the just only one website to use this one to host your website. And it means that you are the only one who, you are not the only one who used this hosting server. This is the reason they clearly mentioned just only one website, right? And this is the reason I always recommend you, I am recommending you at this moment as well, to not go with the shared base server just because of a couple of dollars, I can say.
Well, but it's more than a couple of dollars. I mean, goodness, this is a lot of money to a small nonprofit. I mean, you're talking about a lot of money. It's more than a couple of dollars.
As you can compare the pricing with GoDaddy for the same server, we are still giving you the straight $500 discount on that and also giving you the two more services, the website maintenance, which means you got our 24/7 support every single time. Whenever you need for help. And this is the reason I mentioned I give you the straight $200 more discount. So the straight $1,000 will cover the 1 year hosting for you along with the website maintenance. So for the next 1 year,
yeah,
you don't need to pay for any single thing. Everything will be covered by our company.
That is a lot of money, $1,000 for just hosting. I mean, that's.
Yeah, can you please tell me if I know, how much you're able to pay for this hosting server? What you have, like, in your mind that this is something which I am in need to invest in this hosting server?
Yeah, so, all right, give me just a second here and I can tell you.
Sure.
I mean, I can do $50 a month. I can do $600 a year. That's all I can do. That's all I can do.
$600 a year. Okay. Do you have any other zip code as well?
Well, there's 36420.
36420. Give me a quick moment. Let me just see what the best I can do for you on this zip code.
Okay.
Yes, Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. So with using the 36420 zip code on your service, you will be getting the straight $200 more discount. So instead of paying the $1,000 for an year, you can pay the $800, which will be cover every single thing for you.
$800.
Which will, as I mentioned,
can you knock off another 50? Can you get it to 750? If you can do 750, I can do it.
Okay, sure. Let's just do it in 750 then.
All right, let's do 750.
Okay, no worries about it. The $50 discount, I'll put it from my personal discount token. So we're gonna remove the $50 for you.
Okay.
So. What card you will be using to make the payment?
It's going to be American Express.
Oh, perfect.
You need me to give you a card number? Hang on just a minute.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. This is American Express. The card number is 3722 4800 7231009.
Okay, let me just repeat the card numbers. 3722 4800 7231009, okay?
That's it.
May I know the expiration?
03 of 27.
0327. And may I know the security code?
9395.
9395, and I'm going to use the both of the zip codes, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Just give me, like, a quick minute. Let me just forward this information to my billing department to charge you the $750, and according to the states of California, the 8% tax would be applied on this. Let me just forward this detail. Okay?
Okay.
Sure.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, sir. So the after the 8% taxes, so the total would be coming up 810, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let me just send you the paid invoice as well once the payment has been processed.
Okay.
Yes, Mark, the payment has been processed and you got the paid invoice, and as well as we will be allocating the server for you. So in the next couple of hours, you will be receiving the update about the revisions which you gave to Peter, and we are good to go to launch your website after that.
Okay, great.
Okay, anything else for me today?
No, that'll be all.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.